good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you are inspired enough to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are listening via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are tuning via your phone apps, thank you for using the technology towards your greater good. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time or any time that I'm speaking, I am so grateful and so thankful and pray that you are always receiving more inspiration, more insight, more confirmation, more of that which supports you in being the more that you truly are. The Meeting of the Inner Circle is intended to be inspirational, motivational. It's intended to provide us with some perspective as to the absolute reality, to put us in a place and space where we're encouraged and we know that regardless of what the political situations are, the economic, the sociological, pathological, all of that, that we are still in a place and space where we're dwelling in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence. We dwell by virtue of this absolute and supreme intelligence that nobody, no groups of ones, no political organizations, no secular agendas or whatever can outthink the intelligence of existence. Is outloving, outlasting, outplanning, outplotting that which is the will of existence, the ways of existence, and the law and the light of existence will always be triumphant. So I am the one that encourages us to align ourselves with that which is the intelligence of existence and to know how to do that in terms of exalting a full life's urge on a daily basis, doing that which is truly in our own best interests, in caring to be completely cleared from violations and mistakes and inconsistency and contradiction and hypocrisy and sinfulness and judgment and self-condemnation and all of those things that whittle away at our own degrees of self-worthiness and self-deservedness and put us in a place where we do not walk in our authority as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts. It breathes us. It has gifted us so much of itself, and we have access to it with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. The now moment that we're in requires us to seek refuge in that absolute truth, to know that we have always had the keys available to us, but we have not always had the socialization, the inspiration, the motivation, the culture, so to speak, has not supported us in applying ourselves to that which aligns us in truth with absolute truth, absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, in that which is absolute, because people will say there are no absolutes. And that basically you have been given free will. You have the free will to do whatever you want to do because you are just a spirit having a human experience. So it's the experience that makes you this, that you can't come to light except you experience the darkness, that you can't come to peace unless you know turmoil, that you can't be all of who you are unless you've been in the ditches and valleys of degradation and you know violation and whatnot. And I'm saying that now that you've experienced that, that's nothing to hold on to, but you have to cleanse from it. Because those things that permeate, penetrate, violate, pollute the cellular integrity in terms of the nitrates, the nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, the chemicals, the preservatives, the pharmaceutical residues, the drug residues, the toxins and whatnot, it undermines our capacity to truly think. And in undermining our capacity to think, it undermines our creativity. It undermines our capacity to be able to respond correctly and directly in any now moment. And that is something that we have to see the value of in order to know that that's where we care to be. Because when you are under a system or systems of oppression, systems of degradation, systems that have it as a part of the foundation to support you in violating yourself, inebriating, intoxicating, going against that which is truly in your best interest because they've made it appealing, they made it fun. And so it is the commonality that we find millions of people in sickness, illness, disease, and death as a result of being culturally, socially, educationally, and religiously supported in not being able to see that which is the best thing to do, not reaching for that which is best, not caring to really be best and to do the best, to stand forward in the light of absolute and supreme intelligence. And this is the only real path that ensures our success individually, communally, globally. And so those of us who really care have to come to a point and place where we exercise our care on a daily basis in terms of what we do, how we're thinking, how we are poised consistently over time. And so when we look at what are the key factors in behavior and what influences behavior, and this is something that the academics have been speculating about and doing studies and experiments and whatnot to see what influences people's behavior. And these results of all of the psychological testing and this and that have put us in a place where our natural instinct and our natural sensibility to only exalt a full life's urge has been usurped and undermined. And that is not in anybody's best interest, where you have masses of people feeling entitled to do that which undermines themselves. And not being able to respond to the reality that there is a system in place that profits off of their disinterest, their individual choices towards violation and usurpation and cellular bastardization and all of this, that to have a system that profits financially off of the degradation, the inebriation, the intoxication, the violation, the incarceration, the stupefaction, and whatnot of the populace, then you have a people who really are facing their own demise. Because we live in an orderly universe, because we live by law, whether we know the law or not. But to be influenced by those who act as if there are no inherent laws that govern existence and they can create what they perpetuate as law, when man does not make law. They say they're the lawmakers, but they don't make law. Law is an inherent part of existence itself, just like perfection is an inherent part of existence itself. And we've been socialized and religiously trained and miseducated to accept that there is no perfection, that nobody's perfect, and we're all entitled to our mistakes. And because we were born in sin and we have to die from something anyway, then we may as enjoy killing ourselves. And until we get to a point in place within the integrity of our own beings where we consciously seek to be integritous with all being, seek to be integritous with the laws that govern existence itself, seek to be integritous with that which promotes life, then you are going to experience some negative consequences, that which creates suffering and pain and delusion and illusion and premature degradation to the degree to which you are degenerating as you are getting older, which is part of the violation in terms of how we have been taught, what we have been given as a society of people to believe in death, to believe in old age, to believe that that is a natural progression of what it is to get old. And I'm saying that in the realm of eternity, we are already in eternity because we dwell upon a planet that exists in harmony with worlds and realms and heavens and suns and moons and star systems and galaxies. And it's all ordered. It's all operative by law. It's all in motion. And we've been taught to disregard the influence of these huge bodies, these forces. And we have been taught to be complicit with the violation, the annihilation, the subjugation, the degradation of other beings, and then to feed off of their violated carcasses. And the celebration of their holy days or their holidays or the helidays and whatnot is a carnage of billions, millions of creatures. And the festive energy that people are calling forward during these periods is celebrating life, supposedly, by feeding off of death and overindulgence and drunkenness and all of the things that undermine one's natural capacity for exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine oneself, and having the wisdom, the light, the care, and the love to do that which is consistent with the will of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the reality that there is God, God being law, God being order, God being that which is in the best interest of the whole of existence, including the animals, including Mother Earth, including Mother Nature, including all orders of being, including all hues of people, all races and all nations. And so wherever you are in the process of awakening unto the glory of the blessedness of your own being, I am encouraging you to look deeply within yourself to see what it is you truly have a desire for in terms of what you care to experience and what you want in your life, for your life. Because it's not up to those who are in the White House to do for you what you are not willing to do for yourself. It is not up to these ones over here or these ones over here to decide our fate or our destiny. It is not the will of existence or the will of that which we refer to as God for one race or hue of people to be dominated by another hue and race of people. That we have all been given absolute law so that we are able to be in harmony with the will of existence and the laws of existence and have the intelligence, the care, the love, the courage, and the faith to commit ourselves to that which allows us to exist with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts so that we are not creating sickness, illness, disease, and degradation, but we are in the process of really maturing as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are the gods and goddesses that dwell in these temples, and our temples have been violated. Our temples are under siege, and those who have taken responsibility to set the precedent for what our understanding, and resolve is in terms of what success is in life have misoriented us, miseducated us, and fed us violation from one end of the spectrum to the next. And the only way for us to be in a place where we are not just self-determining, but that we are exalting a full effort and a full life's urge to be completely cleared from the violation, cleansed from the contamination, the contaminants, and to be in a place where we are truly working towards our own salvation, deliverance, freedom, liberation, and resurrection. It is not that which can be legislated by a government that believes in death, that believes in killing, that believes in profiting off of the degradation and the violation of other ones, those who have had their appetites whetted by the enslavement and captivity of other ones to think that they can get something for free, that they can lie and murder and steal and be profitable and prosperous. So we are not in a place where we can be comfortable and complicit and complacent with anybody's agenda that is not the will of existence and not in the best interest of anything in existence. And to understand that the consequences of being in violation of the very laws that govern existence is death, when you have been legislating, perpetuating, facilitating, participating, and feeding off of the degradation, the violation, the usurpation, the devastation, the murder, the slaughter of other beings, and then feed from them. Have that as your commodities that you are selling under a capitalistic agenda. The laissez-faire, let the buyer beware, and have instituted genocide as free enterprise. We're in a now moment that requires us to be astute students of life. We're in a now moment that requires us to be astute as students of light, students of love, students of that which promotes and facilitates healing, and to understand that the healing cannot come before the cleansing happens. And the spiritual cleansing, the forgiveness, the compassion, the humility of accepting where we went wrong and the care to be right, to be corrected, and exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves or ourselves, understanding the necessity of being harmonized in the laws that govern you and being completely committed, body, heart, mind, soul, towards the cleansing and the healing so that you walk in the fullness of the integrity of your own authenticity as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent and would do nothing to undermine itself, that works on behalf of the whole of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of the creatures and whatnot, to understand that that is how light works. The light does not work on behalf of these ones to the detriment of those ones. The light works on behalf of everything and everybody all at the same time, and that we can choose to be harmonized with that as our objective and the agenda that we are participating consciously with, so that our own talents, skills, and abilities are completely harmonized and activated to those ends, to the glory of the legacy of the lineages that we represent, being able and caring to respond correctly and directly in each and every now moment, and always being in commitment to living lawfully, lovingly, harmoniously, without prejudice and bigotry, without feeling as though you are more entitled to air and water and good food than these ones are, that because they're this hue or because they have no hue or because they're over here that they don't deserve food, fresh air, fresh water, because they have been convicted of a crime and they're enslaved to a capitalistic agenda so we can continue to poison them. You understand? We are in a place and space where we have the opportunity to circumvent some of the devastation that's coming to these people as a result of their consistent violation of the basic laws that govern existence itself. Those laws that were broken in the establishment of this government, those laws that we were not to be killing, that we were to be honoring, we were to be loving, we were to be cooperating and collaborating and working towards a collective good, that these people have never worked in that way. And therefore, there is a serious karmic debt that is death coming to these ones. And they can strut like roosters in the hen house all they want. The issue is that being out of alignment with the laws of existence puts you in a place where your whole existence is threatened. Not just your money, not just your career, not just your reputation, but your whole existence and those of your lineages. And so in this now moment, where we have the opportunity to harmonize or to celebrate life and celebrate what they're referring to as the holidays, which is a helidays and a holocaust for so many beings, and that so many ones are not even going to see January 1st, 2017, because they would have pushed the envelope as far as it's going to possibly go, and the heart attacks and the strokes and the aneurysms and the car accidents and whatnot, there will be hundreds, if not thousands, of people dying before the first of the year because they are consistently adding more violation on top of violation. And we have to understand that we can get off this treadmill. We do not have to be on a roller coaster ride with demise. We do not have to do that. But the issue is taking the time to get clear about what you really want, how you really want to live, the integrity with which you really want to stand. How do you really want to be remembered? What do you want your contribution in this life to be on behalf of your parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and the great-great-grandparents and the great-great-great and the great-great-great-great and the great-great-great-great-great and all of those who came before? Because there is greatness in everybody's lineage. There is also the remnants of the violations and the delusions and whatnot. So we have to pick and choose what we will invoke and call forward in our lives from the depths of ourselves. But we must understand also that we are not able to come into the frequency of salvation and deliverance just by rhetoricizing, philosophizing, and intellectualizing it, that we have to do the cellular clearing, cleansing, and purification in order to truly walk in the integrity of who we are as living intelligences, those who are animated, permeated, penetrated, enlivened, maintained, and sustained by the same intelligence that has been blazing this sun for how many ever decades, centuries, millenniums, and that this intelligence is all there is, and we are these points of it. And the integrity with which we should be living is the integrity that allows us to exalt the truth of our identity as living intelligences, and that supremacy is only by virtue of the love of the law and the triumph of the love that is law, that is the light, that is that which puts us in a place where we are not able to do wrong or to do harm, because we are so well founded, so well grounded, so well integrated in the absolute reality of the divinity of our being, and to know that we are here specifically to accomplish this as a success of our lives. The now moment in which we're in calls us to the path that is light. To the path that is love, that a path that is law. And that we must be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized. So that we know within every fiber of our being the joy and the delight and the success of being saved from the violation, delivered from the inconsistency, contradiction, and hypocrisy, to be completely re-enthroned as the gods and goddesses that dwell in these temples on behalf of the establishment of the eternal law, eternal order, the eternal government, in the kingdoms and queendoms of light. The Golden Age, the Aquarian Age, the Assyrian Resurrection, the Second Coming of Christ, whatever you want to call it. It's not by happenstance. It's by our deliberate exaltation of our will, our intent, our desire, and our actions that promote wholeness. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta.
Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday nights. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful and so prayerful that you are receiving ever more inspiration, motivation to accept duty, obligation, and responsibility to do everything that is within your power to stand in integrity with the truth of who you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. For that is what I always speak to whenever I have the opportunity to come to the airwaves or to do any kind of programming or deal with you one-on-one to help us understand duty, obligation, and responsibility to heal ourselves and to facilitate the healing, we must be cleansed. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really join the rest of existence in standing on behalf of life, in realizing that being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide is not going to end well. And ending well means ending at all when we're already in the realm of eternity, that we should not be dying at all. And we definitely should not be dying because we're killing ourselves and allowing other ones to take responsibility or have power over our own initiative to exalt a full life's urge. The now moment in which we're in is so auspicious because we are at one of the most special times of the year, at the winter solstice, being in a place and space where there are so many people who are doing so many rituals and so much praying all over the planet in this now moment, that we want you to realize the blessing there is in being able to be still with the stillness that we're experiencing in this now moment, to be in a place where we understand that with each and every beat of our heart, with every breath that we take, that we are absolutely blessed by this absolute and supreme presence, and to be in a place where we care to be in harmony with it, to be as intelligent as it, to be vehicles and vessels of it, is really where we get leverage over all of the planning and the plotting and the degrees of insecurity and faithlessness and doubt that so many ones had that are trying to influence us in doing that which does not exalt life. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that in a few days there will be another celebration of that thing that they call Christmas, and I'm not sure what it really means, being in a society that does not exalt
the cleanliness of the blood. And when we look at what Christ consciousness really entails, we can only come by it or create it by having a bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors and artificial flavors and all of the chemicals that have flavored and colored your non-food stuffs, that we have to really understand exactly what we have the opportunity to do and the responsibility to do. And a society that perpetuates sickness, illness, and disease as popular and common activity and collective learning and education and the path of prosperity, I don't understand how it is that they are celebrating this thing called Christmas, if Christmas is supposed to be an acknowledgement of that which is the spirit of a living Christ being that existed at some point in our time, but to know that we're in a now moment where it is for us to create that harmony within ourselves, with each beat of our heart, with every breath that we take, to be in harmony with the will of existence, the light of existence, the intelligence of existence, and to no longer be complicit and complacent with the violation, the subjugation, the annihilation, and the detriment of other beings, and be feeding off of their body parts and their fetuses and their bones and their blood, thinking that you are celebrating something that is anything other than death. And those who came to exalt life and light, and the angels and the archangels and the gods and the goddesses and the lordesses, none of them would have inspired us to be feeding off the flesh of dead animals as a way of celebrating our lives. And so, yes, I'm the one who is saying that the forces of Satan are the churches and the religions and all the paths that lead back to Rome, and those ones who gave you a sense of entitlement to be able to do that which defiles your whole body temple and put you on a path to death. When we should not be dying at all, because we are already living in the realm of eternity. But they have you in a place and space where we can't celebrate our birthdays, our anniversaries, our graduations, any of the significant rites of passages, unless we have the flesh of dead animals and the sugar and the alcohol and the sodas and all of that nonsensical stuff that puts us in a position where we have nonsense. We no longer are aligned to that which is common sense. Common sense isn't common anymore. Wisdom is something that we have to reach for. We have to ask for it. Being in light is something that we have to strive for. We have to cleanse in order to really be vehicles and vessels of light, because we have not been properly oriented as to the divinity of existence itself. And we feel as though we're already in hell and that we have to die to go and be with God and be in heaven. And I'm saying we are already in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is breathing us. It is beating our hearts. It has designed us perfectly. And we were not designed to be in a place and space where we did not know and do not know what we should be eating and consuming. For all other intelligences know their food. They excrete their waste. They know their kind. They perpetuate themselves. They exalt a full life surge. They do nothing to undermine themselves. And so in this most sacred time, this is a time where we should not be overindulging. This is a time where we should be giving our bodies exactly what it really, really needs in terms of deep breathing and oxygenation, hydration, the water, the herbs, the teas, the greens, the juices, so that we are not creating detriment unto our bloodstreams, which will allow us to have more pleasant dreams, to be able to image and visualize and create what it is we would love to see ourselves being and doing when the actual new year with spring springs forth. And we have the opportunity to, in this now moment, die unto ourselves so that we can literally experience the resurrection with Mother Earth and Mother Nature 3 months from now. With each and every breath and every beat of our heart, we are already absolutely blessed. Our blessing does not come as a result of how much money we have. Our blessing is not by virtue of how many people know us or what we've accomplished. Our blessing is with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. And we are ever more blessed when we consciously care to acknowledge and recognize and celebrate and exalt the blessedness of our being and care to add unto, to be an enhancement and enrichment to all other ones. But humanity has erred in thinking that it can be in progression when it supports the violation, the subjugation, and the domination of other beings for any reason. And to be in a consistent holocaust of billions of creatures being destroyed. And millions of acres of trees being uprooted. And thousands of tons of feces and poisons and pollutants being dumped into the waters and the oceans and the streams. You're on a cataclysmic road with demise. You are about to have to leave the planet. The issue is, will you leave through the door of death, or will you leave having graduated the class of Earth residency? And in order to do that, we have to get really, really intensely intentional in being cleared from years of adulteration and violation. In order for us to really graduate the class of Earth residency, we must care to master this realm of materiality and physicality and corporeality that is still governed by spiritual law. In order to truly graduate with flying colors, we have to have forgiven and gotten to a point where, for all of our doing, we could not do wrong. To be righted, to be in alignment, to be corrected, to be forgiven, to be forgiving, to be self-mastering, to be caring, to be loving, to be kind, to be courteous. To realize and recognize that every eye that sees as an eye of that which we refer to as God. And caring to be the God and Goddess that you are in that temple. And to know that the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil have co-conspired against all of humanity, humankind, as well as Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures. Because we have these ones who feel entitled to usurp and to use everything to satisfy their own desires for whatever it is they desire. But everything has purpose in being towards the wholeness of existence upon the planet. And just because we may not know the purpose of the creatures or the insects does not mean that there is not inherent purpose in their being, for that's how intelligent the intelligence of existence is that everything has purpose in being to serve its own purposes in the harmony of existence itself. And where we do not have a commitment to wholeness, where we do not have a commitment to the greatness of existence, where we do not have commitment to the laws that govern life and to the laws that govern continuance in existence and being purposed in being who we are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, then whatever we do will not be sufficient to avoid the cataclysmic ride with demise. And the tragic dates with fate. Because the laws are exacting. And to be in a place where we're loving the law, loving with our whole body, heart, with all of our might, loving ourselves to the degree to which we do nothing to undermine ourselves, loving, knowing that love is the harmony of existence, and love is that which opens the doors of the infinity of possibilities towards greater things, greater situations, greater circumstances. It's that which allows you to experience the silver lining in every cloud, that which allows you to be victorious and triumphant over situations and circumstances, that which allows you to truly mature in the light of the truth of the one that you be as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence. It is our time to realize the one real eye that sees through every eye. And to know that our consciously caring to radiate the love, the light, the wisdom, and truth as beings of light is that which guarantees our success here. And that there is nothing that guarantees success greater than harmonizing with the will of existence, the laws of existence, and being vehicles and vessels of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. You get what you ask for. But there are those who just feel as though they can deal with the metaphysics, they can deal with the intellectualization of the truth, but they don't have to really live it. It doesn't have to be constitutional. It doesn't have to be imprinted upon every atom and every cell of your being, that you can continue to feed off the flesh of dead animals and then call on Jesus. You can continue to feed off the flesh of dead animals and call on Allah. You can continue to feed off the flesh of dead animals and inebriate and intoxicate yourself. And because you go somewhere else to worship, you can be all right defiling the temple that you have been given for the express purpose of communing with God, becoming one with God, honoring God, and walking in the integrity of who you are as this point of the presence of God. But do you want to be that godly? Most of you don't want to be that godly. You don't want to be that coming. You don't want to do that in the work. And it's a problem when that's the only work that guarantees your true success, because you're here to walk in the integrity of who you are as the children of God. And these people have sold you a bill of goods in terms of you feeling like you're entitled to be out of alignment because your nature is sinful. You're entitled to be wrong. You're entitled to your mistakes. You're entitled to bump your head until you're bloody against concrete walls of ignorance and stupidity and niggerdom and all of these things that we've seen generations and generations and generations of all hues and of all nations consistently perpetuate to the detriment of everything and everybody. Now is our time to care, to rise completely up, and to know that we each have responsibilities to do that for ourselves on behalf of the lineages that we represent, to the glory of the whole of existence, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and all hues of people. And to be in a place where you are feeling like, okay, well, I hear the sister, and she keep talking about the same old thing, and I'm going to keep eating my chicken. Just turn me off. Turn me off. If you don't care to be right, you don't care to be correct, you don't care to do anything different, then this is not for you. It's for the ones who really care and know that you need support. You need to be reminded. You need to be in a place where, yes, there's someone who is encouraging you to accept being in the light of the truth of your divinity and not to feel no way other than enthusiastic and encouraged to stand in the triumph of absolute love, light, wisdom, and truth, which guarantees our success. But there is no revolution that you can have when you don't care to be cleansed. There is no salvation and no deliverance that you can have when you are a problem and you undermine yourself and your children. There is no leverage that you can have over a global initiative that is genocide when you are complicit and complacent with your own oppression. It's good that everybody has so much to talk about. Talk. Everybody's talking. Everybody's trying to videotape. Everybody is trying to add their part to it. But when you don't seek to be whole and you don't seek to be cleansed and you don't seek to be purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, a lot of your talk is just pure distraction. The regurgitation of excuses. Blame game, the fact that you've been adulterated. Some of you can't hardly breathe, you can't hardly walk, and you got so much to say, you don't need to say another dang old word until you commit to being all that you are, being completely cleared. I commit to my clearing, my cleansing, my purification so that I am completely renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. I am whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul. There's nothing that you can say that makes sense if you're not committing yourself to life. There's no amount of education, no amount of licensing or degreeing or certification that can justify you being out of alignment with the divinity of your being. There is nothing that can justify you being in a place and space where you don't have the care and you don't have the commitment to honor the lineages that you represent. And because these ones have died and these ones have gone on and you all depressed, it don't justify you continuing to kill yourself. Inebriate and intoxicate yourself because you all lonely and stuff. Get a grip. Because with each and every beat of your heart and every breath that you take, your Creator is with you. And there's nobody that has come and gone who beats your heart and breathes you. And whoever you have loved and whoever has already died, they died because they were choosing death. Some shape, form, or fashion. And the issue is, there are those of you who started the vibration of 2017 with obesity and heart disease and diabetes and all of this, and we're leaving 2017, and you still got heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and all of this, and I'm just saying is that you're consistently choosing something that is not in your best interest, and I'm saying you have an opportunity to get life support, to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, so that you have no sickness, no illness, no disease, no high blood pressure, none of it. And why are you still holding on to it? And you keep going to the doctors, and y'all keep reaching for the chicken people, and keep reaching for the pork people, and keep reaching for the alcohol, and keep reaching for the tobacco, but then you want to be respected as intelligent people, and you're going to blame somebody else, and you support those who don't have any love for you. And I just don't understand how you think you're going to prosper when you'll never have anything greater than yourself. And you're spending your life force. You're spending your life currency. You're not investing yourself. You're not investing in yourself. You're investing in death. That's why death is showing up everywhere. And in a system, a global system, national systems that support and legislate the violation of children, the Cap'n Crunch and Sugar Pops and Cheerios and Sugar Frosted Flakes and all of this garbage. We're in a place and space where you have to understand that we can no longer participate in numbing ourselves down and dumbing ourselves down and thinking that there's something that really matters if you don't matter. give your children and the clarity of mind that they could have, the creativity, the dynamic beings that these ones are. If you're not supporting their development, then you are a problem. And so I'm the one that's encouraging you to realize that, yes, we have to take responsibility. We have to forgive ourselves and do something different. We can't just say, oh, well, I know the sister's right. And, yeah, when you go to your cabinet and you got all this processed food, all this white rice, white bread, even the wheat bread, and all of this stuff, it's just creating issues. When a people take over another people, they have to feed those people. And what they will choose to do instead of giving you that which is really cellularly vitalizing, oxygenating, hydrating, and mineralizing and alkalizing, they're going to give you the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of processed white flour, dough, all of the dough boys, pastries. Make your pasty. You understand? You can't hardly move without coughing up mucus. I'm just saying that this is by design. We're in a state of starvation. And if your cells are being starved, your brain cells are being starved, your organs are being starved, then understand that death is the end result of that. Which is why we have to reach for life, and we have to reach for that which is going to facilitate our lives. And because we have 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, alcohol, tobacco, and all of that, then you have to be intensely intentional in being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, so that you are able to be completely revivified and be the living testament and give a living testimonial of the glory of the triumph of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, and the glory of God is a reality of your lives. And there are those who want you to think, well, it's not about what you eat. Oh, we're just humans having a spiritual experience, or spirits having a human experience, no judgment. Everybody has the right to choose their own path. God gave me free will. I say the intelligence of existence gave you so much of itself, and it gave you absolute law. And we have the greatest degree of leverage over lawlessness and faithlessness and lack and sickness and illness and depression and disease when we care to be harmonized with the will of existence, the laws of existence, and the intelligence of existence. Because there's nothing that can outlive it, outlast it, outlove it, outsee it. Our planet. We're in a now moment of eternity where we need to really acknowledge the now moment of eternity and get to a point where we are literally infusing every atom and every cell of our being with the thought and the consciousness and the program of our conscious immortality. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.